This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very happy to introduce our guest to you because, as you know, from day one, I've had all kinds of questions about COVID, never bought the official narrative, and I would like to see, you know, some justice here in all of this, where a lot of the questions we have are actually answered once and for all. So I want to welcome to the program Justin Hart. Justin is the author of a brand new book called Gone Viral, How COVID Drove the World Insane, exposing the grave consequences of failed COVID-19 policies. Justin, thanks for joining me here in Philadelphia. I appreciate it.
Rich and crew, great to be with you today.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm excited for what you've done here, a point-by-point breakdown that thoroughly and clearly reveals the answers to the questions we all have. So let's talk about what you've learned in all this and your extensive research and what drove you to write this book in the first place.
Well, as I say at the outset, I'm not a healthcare expert. I'm a darn good data guy, though. That's my kind of background there. And normally, I wouldn't insert myself into someone else's domain. But, Rich, you know, they had no problem inserting themselves into my domain, my business, my coffee shop, my kids' education. So I had a couple clients at the beginning of this whole thing, and they were dead by the time April came along. My main client was doing golf excursions for baby boomers. So you can imagine how that went down in the spring of 2020. I had some time in my hands. I'm looking at the numbers. I get with a group of people. We realize the numbers are all wrong. Dr. Fauci is in front of Congress saying 1 out of 100 people will die of this thing. And we say, no, that's not what the numbers show us. We get some experts on board from Stanford. Next thing you know, we're advising Scott Atlas when he's at the White House trying to right the ship and get that policy back in a place where it should be. And we spent the next 2 years, and we're still going strong here. In fact, it's my assertion, Rich, that basically COVID killed the red wave. Those policies from executive orders across 17 states, and of course, including your own, that came into play, those really impacted the way that people took their elections, took their ballots, mail-in, what have you, and everything else there. The Democrats took advantage of that. The Republicans were still thinking that it would come back to normal. It didn't. Those things are still in the book. I'm here in San Diego, in California. We have mail-in ballots that come to every single household. And I tell you, if those weren't in place a year ago, Gavin Newsom would have been gone in that special election. But here we are, and these are the new rules of the game. And it's survive, change, adapt, or die. And just another impact of COVID all down the road affecting us this very day.
Yeah, it's like 9/11. Certain things happen after 9/11 in response to that that never go away. We're, you know, we're always taking our shoes off. We can't bring a bottle of water through security. We're always going to have mail-in ballots now. That's not going away. But there's, and I agree with you, and that's why I think Republicans really need to master that game. Otherwise, they're going to perish. I really have been saying that since our disastrous election here in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. But what other changes, Justin Hart, have come out of COVID that are really detrimental to freedom and liberty?
Well, I think the distrust that we have towards our health institutions now is not healthy at all. And it's understandable why that has dropped so suddenly, right? They basically treated us all exactly the same. The average age of death of COVID is 80 years old. Compare that to the 1918 pandemic, where the Spanish flu, the median age of death was 29 years old. I mean, you and I, Rich, would be having a very different conversation right now if tens of thousands of millennials and young people were dying every day from this disease. They weren't. In fact, it was basically the average age of death anyways. And so that became a challenging thing as they started putting these interventions, especially on our kids at school, those mask interventions, the social distancing. And here's how the book is set up. We take each one of those and we start busting those myths. Take something benign like plexiglass, how it became universal, right? And then very quietly, the CDC did some studies and realized, oh, It kind of stops ventilation. It's another surface to clean. And they quietly dropped it from the recommendations for schools and retail. They still have them up at the Home Depot. And we're still crazy on that fanfare of plexiglass in some ways. That's like the kindest, most benign intervention. The worst kinds are the masking on our kids, the stay-at-home orders, the quarantine for healthy people and the slightest exposure. The main issue we came up with was just this one little assumption. They assumed that asymptomatic people, all these great new Scrabble words that you and I and the rest of the world have, right? Asymptomatic people, people who don't know they're sick and spreading it but are sick. It turns out that wasn't a thing. It maybe accounted for less than 1% of all transmission of the disease. But that led to social distancing, masking, quarantines, all the bad, bad stuff that came down the line that impacted you and I. And, you know, we're adults. We're going to deal with that. Our kids, though, they took that impact. They can't go to the polls to vote their conscience on this thing. And you see the grades lowering. You see 1 in 5 young women over the age of 17 having ideas of suicide. I mean, these are really impactful things that are dreadful. And that's what we go through in the book. And we use it in such a way that you can use it as a shield and a sword so that if these things come up again, you have these stats at the ready.
The book has gone viral, How COVID Drove the World Insane. Justin Hart is my guest. Justin, you and your wife, Jennifer, have 8 children. I don't know how you do it. I have 3. And my kids are 8, 6, and 2. And I feel like I'm losing my mind half the time. So I don't know how you do with 8. But I can tell you, you know, the biggest concern that I hear from parents, and I talk to parents all the time at pickup and drop off and at PTA meetings and special events and all the fundraisers and everything else, they're worried about a couple things. They're worried about this could all happen again this winter. They could go back to the COVID insanity. They're worried about a vaccine mandate for their kids. And they're also now dealing with the learning loss, too. And that's the question that I wanted to ask you. You've done a lot of data on this point, and we hear it anecdotally how our kids suffered during COVID. But how bad was it for them?
It was extraordinarily bad. And you remember the schools were closed down in 2020 while they officially kind of opened up in 2021 with masking and social distancing. They also had in place this terrible, terrible decision of quarantining on the slightest exposure. And so your kids were home for 10 days at a stretch, even though the school was technically open. It was basically school closed down by proxy. But the impact on their learning is dramatic. And not only that, we can now attribute, for example, loss of life of income, even loss of years of life. Many, many studies with really replete data showing that if you do not, for example, graduate high school, if you have failing grades at this level, your loss of income is $7, $10, $20, $30, $50,000 over your lifetime every year if you don't complete those essays. And we know, for example, in Los Angeles school district, a third of all kids never showed up for a single Zoom class, and that's devastating. I have one stat, Rich, that kind of cuts across this whole thing, talks about both political sides, and everyone understands it's irrefutable. We believe that in the spring of 2020, that we missed about 200,000 cases of potential child or domestic abuse. Why? Because it's typically sharp-eyed teachers and administrators that call us out. How many bruises on mom's face did we miss because we required a mask on her at drop-off? That's devastating. Everyone understands that, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I my daughter, we had to work really hard to get her a mask exemption because of some speech delays. And I know a lot of parents who were dealing with that. I remember talking to a friend of mine, Joyce, who has a company called Speak to Me Kids. And she said she's never been so busy in her entire life since COVID because of the kids having to wear masks and the teachers having to wear masks and everything else. And the New England Journal of Medicine published a study, which is, I think, ridiculous, saying that they can show that masks worked based on some experience in Massachusetts. But it's being heavily criticized, and for good reason. They're also equating it to systemic racism. It's just bizarre. The whole thing is bizarre. So I'll ask you, Justin Hart, you've looked at the data. Do masks work?
No, there's no evidence whatsoever. You know, there was a headline in a Santa Barbara newspaper. It said, masks are the chief ally of the disease. They become a virtual incubator of bacteria. That was written in 1919. They tried the mask mandates 100 years ago, knew that they were causing more problems than they were helping, and they dropped them for good reason. We just never learned. We never learned from history. all of the random control trials. It's like gold standard. You have a group, and then you have a placebo group, and they all try the masks this way or that way. Every single study that came out showed none or very, very little, any measurable sort of impact of having masks. Even in a hospital setting, they had one hospital where all the staff wore masks, another hospital where they didn't. Influenza rates of transfer, this is about 2 years before COVID, exactly the same. They don't work. We all know they work. And especially everyone agrees that the masks we were wearing for 2 years with cloth masks are, according to CNN, facial decorations. They don't work. And it's really devastating to see the New England Journal of Medicine, who once called masks a talisman, right? They may not work, they said, but it's kind of a talisman. It reminds you of, no, that talisman remains in a Brady Bunch episode, and that's where it should say. We should not be using that in science, right? It's devastating to the impact our kids and our sort of way going forward. I think there's very, very little evidence they could back this up with.
I think there's a whole bunch of people, too, who've suffered. I saw a story that Justin Trudeau's nonsense up in Canada has hurt a little boy. His passport delays with COVID caused a 12-year-old with brain tumor to miss a medical appointment. How many people were not able to go to their AA meetings? How many people were not able to get screened for breast cancer? How many people were not able to go to the gym and work out? I mean, in my state, New Jersey, my idiotic governor, his lockdown order, you could still get booze, you could still get cigarettes, you could still get fast food, but you better not go near a gym. You couldn't walk on the beach in some places. I mean, it was outrageous. But a lot of people at the time said, 2 weeks to slow the spread, we'll do a lockdown, and everything will be fine. Everything will go away. So you look at the data. Do lockdowns work?
No, lockdowns actually caused dramatic harm. The first people to cause to bring this alarm to us were oncologists, cancer doctors. They came to us in the late spring and said, okay, either COVID has cured cancer or something else is happening here altogether, because we're seeing half as many patients diagnosed than we did the year before. It's because people were too scared to go to the hospital. Now those are showing up as stage three and stage four cancers. That's devastating. And you think about, you know, all the treatments that were missed. I think 50% of child immunizations for the good vaccines that have been on the books for a while, those are missed as well. We can calculate the number of deaths from those things. This is awful trajectory. The fear that was instilled in the public was just rampant. When we talked to Dr. Atlas, and we'd help him with the data on a daily basis, providing charts, which he'd used the White House, we'd ask him, we said, well, why aren't they changing their minds? Why aren't they changing and turning the ship around? And he said, I thought, well, maybe they're having problems saving face, Scott. Maybe that's it. He says, no, these people are not smart. And I think part of this whole thing might be mischievous, might be, even evil in certain parts, but a lot of it was ineptitude. These people are just not smart.
No, they're not. And I can forgive mistakes that were made in March of 2020, but we were making those same mistakes in March of 2021. And it was very obvious pretty soon after COVID hit our shores that the virus did not spread outdoors, for example. We knew who the vulnerable population was and is for COVID. Yet we watched as Democrat governors made horrible decisions regarding nursing homes. Andrew Cuomo comes to mind, among others, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, I mean, all these others. But I also think there's a part of these people that loves the control. They love the press conferences. They love to be in front of the camera and wearing their blazers and showing that they were doing something. And of course, the media ate that up. But boy, if you're a control freak, Justin Hart, now not you, obviously, but if someone is inclined to be a control freak and power hungry, something like COVID gives you the perfect opportunity to really flex your control muscles, and you get cheered on for doing so. In fact, if you don't do that, like Ron DeSantis didn't, you're called Death Santis, and people say, what do you want, people to die?
Yeah. Look, it's a difficult thing, and I can't blame anyone. I think the vast majority of Americans, kind of maybe 60%, we'll say, were of the mind of, hey, look, I don't want to get in the fight. I don't want to be the guy who's on the airplane being yelled at. I don't want to be, you know, shouted out of the store for going the wrong direction in an aisle in the grocery store. That's understandable. But when you lose your right to assembly, and we talked about this in the book, that basic baseline of our constitutional documents, the pursuit of happiness, they kept you from your job, from making money, right, from supporting your family and finding the American dream. those are things we need to wake up to, and we need to understand that you can never go wrong when you support those things. Yeah, it can get lonely, and you can stick your neck out, and it can get a little bit hurt. But in the end, you're going to wind up a winner. You're right. I mean, you mentioned it earlier. You know, the two key comorbidities, another great Scrabble word, right? These sort of ailments that you have that might indicate a really bad outcome if you happen to get COVID are obesity and lack of vitamin D. And so Dr. Fauci stuck us all inside, out of the sun, eating takeout until we all put on our COVID-19 pounds. And then, you know, it's nonsensical stuff that we really need to look at strongly. Governor DeSantis is a perfect reason of someone who stuck his neck out, understood the science, understood the data, took a risk, and now he's being rewarded for it.
And yet, so is Gavin Newsom in a way for doing the opposite, right? I mean, they talk about if Biden doesn't run, Newsom will be the Democrat heir apparent, which is really interesting thinking into the mind of the left today, how they reward people who want to control people's actions and they reward people who want to tell an adult, you know, what they should do in their day-to-day life. And it really, for me, as I look back at it from a 30,000-foot view, right versus left, I see that. You know, people on the right will reward a guy like DeSantis. People on the left will reward a guy like Newsom. They could not be more, as governors go, they could not be more opposite here.
Well, I'm talking about misinformation. You know, they did a poll not even just a year ago, where 30% of Democrats believe that 1 out of 10 people would die after they got COVID, right? It's like 1 out of 1,000 or less. And if you're under the age of 45, it's not even measurable. And half of Democrats believe that the hospitalization rate from getting sick with COVID was like an order of magnitude larger than it is. And so Gavin Newsom, you know, just tried to put everything under his thumb and say, this is the only narrative we will accept. It's now illegal for doctors to go against that narrative. And it's just a disaster waiting to happen because when the truth comes out on these things, right, we're talking lawsuits that will make mesothelioma look like child's play, especially when it comes to some of the vaccine impacts that we're seeing already come forth. This is not going to be a pretty scene. We need to have that recompense. This book sort of lays the groundwork for hopefully if we get, you know, one of the bicameral houses here, we'll actually have some hearings this next year. And we hope we can sort of lay the groundwork for what are the questions you ask when Dr. Fauci is in the docket.
Yeah, I would love that because Justin, I could talk to you all day. I got questions about the lab leak. I got questions about all of it, but we'll have to do it again sometime. The book has gone viral. I highly recommend it, How COVID Drove the World Insane. Justin Hart, thanks so much for writing this. I think it's incredibly important because we have to remember, you know, this could happen again. And we got to make sure that we can be prepared.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.